Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're here working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, it is April 1st, and you know, I was thinking about some different pranks I might be able to pull on you because it is April Fool's Day, but I think the scary thing in the nation is that there is no prank being pulled on us. We are deep into a head-on conflict with a microscopic entity. We are literally at war. I mean, if you look at what the military is doing right now, the military is ramping up. It is mobilizing, especially the medical corps and all of the medical assets that the military has. Army, Air Force, Navy. The Marines have some medical assets, but it basically comes from the Navy. But at the end of the day, look at what's happening. You know, as most of you know, I spent about 27 years in the Army, and I actually got a notification from the Army this last week, and that's not an April Fool's joke. I actually got a notification saying, okay, dear retiree, be prepared for a potential recall. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that I have certain skill sets that the Army might still need, because if you look at what's going on right now, we are expanding hospital capability everywhere. Now, the military is coming in and doing that. The Army Corps of Engineers is letting all kinds of contracts out to rehabilitate old existing hospitals, to put up new field hospitals in public arenas, to do all kinds of things to create the number of beds. The president mobilized industry and said, I need ventilators. So we've got a lot of the automobile industries switching gears. They're moving from making automobiles into making ventilators. I mean, this is real world stuff. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on, not to mention the fact that you and I are kind of stuck at home. Oh, and that's the other thing. And this is not an April Fool's joke either. The government has said, we're going to keep this social distancing thing going for another 30 days through the end of October, the end of April. And there's your April Fool's joke through October. So it means that a lot of us are kind of in a crazy place, you know. We have all this, all of a sudden, some of us have a lot of free time on our hands, but the problem with having free time on our hands is there isn't necessarily income coming in. Now, the government is working on the stimulus plan where they're going to give, $1,200 to every adult, $500 for every qualified children. A household of four should get about $3,400. Is that more money than some households of four make in a month? Yeah, it is. Is that less money than some households of four make in a month? Yes, it is. You know, so some people are going to do just fine when that money comes in. Some people are going to do kind of okay. They may have to, you know, get rid of some of the what do they call those things? The niceties. You know, maybe you give up the Netflix account, or maybe you give up the Amazon Prime or something like that. You know, whatever you need to do in the interim to get your expenses under control. And I'll tell you what, it's very important. It's very important that you focus on this time, because this time is a time that a lot of you are never going to get back again. A lot of you, you're not used to sitting at home. You're not used to watching television. You're going a little stir crazy. You want to be out and about. You want to be hanging out with your peeps. And I get that, man. I totally get that. I want to do that too. But at the end of the day, we're stuck. And we're going to be stuck for another month. So what I'm going to recommend you do is you get focused on an asset class that can get you retired in 5 years or less. As long as you're sitting home with nothing to do, you might as well take our introductory education course, which will help you to get started with residential income real estate investment, which will create a path for you to earn money five different ways. Unlike the stock market where well, today it's not doing so good again. Real estate is an asset class unlike any other. And when you look at the residential aspect of it, it's huge. I mean, here's a stat for you. Ready? And this is not an April Fool's joke. 43 million. That's right, 43 million. And you're saying, what? Okay, 43 million. What are you talking about now? Well, in 2018, there were approximately 43 million housing units occupied by renters in the United States. This number has remained steady since 2014, but is part of a long-term upward swing since 1975. This also reflects in the downward trend of residential vacancies across the country. Now, that comes from a website called Statista.com. Anyhow, not sure who they are, but they're the ones that gave me the stat, and I want to give them the credit for that. So when you think about it, 43 million tenants out there, 43 million housing units out there that are occupied by renters. And guess what happens today? That's right. For 43 million households, rent is due today. Now, there are some people getting a little concerned out there because they're afraid that maybe rents won't be paid today. And, you know, I got to remind everybody, there's a thing called a lease out there, which is a contract between the tenant and the landlord. And it basically says that the landlord is going to provide clean, functional workforce housing to a certain standard. The tenant says they're going to occupy with quiet enjoyment of that property while maintaining that property while living there with, you know, just a little bit of normal wear and tear. And at the end of the day, there's a monetary transaction that goes on a monthly basis called rent, which codifies the rental agreement or the lease. Now, there are some people out there that aren't affected by this virus at all, okay? A lot of folks have passive income coming in, and that passive income is still continuing to come in. And as a result of that, they're able to meet all of their requirements for their bills. So they're going to do okay. We've got people that, you know, maybe been laid off, but the stimulus money is going to come in. It's going to help them to meet all of their bills and their obligations. And at the end of the day, we're really worried about the people that are really financially in a bad spot. Now, I think they're going to be a small segment of the overall community, but it's something we need to take a look at. And when we come back, I've got some more information for you that you want to hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Yep, that's what it's all about. It's all about creating that lifestyle you've always wanted. And that's what I'm here for. I am here to help educate you on the things that you need to know in order to become a successful real estate investor. And more importantly, to get you started on the path to success. That's my specific goal. That's what I want to do for you. I'm loud and clear about it. I don't want to sugarcoat it at all. I want you to be successful. I want you to get out of the rat race. I want you to do it in 5 years or less. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now. You know, the entire healthcare industry is basically turned on its head. Any, you know, type of appointment that I had for a particular situation or service or whatever with the medical community, if it's not considered, you know, life-threatening, it's considered, you know, canceled.
that's, you've probably experienced the same thing. I mean, I've had several phone calls come from my doctor's office saying, hey, in light of the coronavirus, we're canceling your appointment. Now, if you've got an emergency, go, you know, call 911, that kind of thing, or go to your local emergency room. But I'll tell you what, I ain't going to no emergency room because that's where the corona patients are going. And I don't want to be a part of that. I want to keep that social distancing where it's at. So at the end of the day, you know, the things that are being canceled for me are not life-threatening at all. I'm not too worried about it. You know, is it going to be a little bit more pain for me? Because I get a lot of pain management stuff. I'll just be honest with you. The Army did a pretty good job of breaking my body. I've got, well, not to get into, you know, my medical history, because it's, you know, it's my medical history. And having said all that, I do a lot of pain management stuff because I live in constant pain. And I'll tell you what, that in itself takes a lot out of you. But, you know, when they canceled my appointments, it just basically means I have to rely on medications. I can't rely on injections. I can't rely on surgery or anything like that right now, because it just, you know, the resources need to go where the resources need to go. And like I mentioned before in the show, the Army reached out to me and said, hey, you got some skill, buddy. We might want to bring you back. And I said, okay, well, my skill isn't medical. My skill is in other areas. And they, you know, their response to me was this: dude, you are a logistics wonder. Now, that's not really what they said, but I spent a lot of time doing logistics work. I spent some time doing some infantry stuff. Did a lot of teaching of soldiers, training of soldiers. I've done a lot of command time, so I've got a lot of experience with, you know, how the system is supposed to work. And you know, when you look at the fact that we're trying to expand all of these healthcare resources out there, we've got the Army Corps of Engineers going out there and you know, basically multiplying bed space for these epidemics. And you know, and it's happening all around the country. It's not just happening in New York. You know, they're reaching out, working with the governors of each of these states and prioritizing based on threat levels and things like that. Wow, did I just sound like I was back in the Army? Well, that's my point. My point is this: if I need to go be a part of this war against this virus, then I'm going. That's just the way it is. Now, you know, Del Walmsley may be listening to this saying, Al, are you freaking kidding me? I need you on the radio. Yeah, and trust me, I want to be on the radio, especially through all of this. But if the government calls, if the government says they need my service, guess what? I'm going. I'm going back on the front lines, because that's important to me. The health and welfare and security of this country is so absolutely important to me. And you know, right now we're being invaded, and it's not by ISIS, it's not by the Taliban, it's not by any of these ruthless dictatorships out there. It's by a virus that we can't even see. And I'll tell you what, it's killing people. And when I watched the news today, they were projecting, you know, deaths in the hundreds of thousands coming up. And that scares the living daylights out of me, because that means people like you are at risk. Now, I'm going to be very clear with you. If you're not doing the stuff that the government tells you to do, if you're not practicing the social distancing, if you're not staying at home, now some of you guys are going to work and you're telecommuting, and that's totally cool. You're you know, not in putting yourself in a situation where you could transmit the disease. But there are those of you out there that are going to work, that are physically doing things. I mean, I've got the mailman coming and dropping off the mail every day. You know what my wife does? She walks out there with a can of Lysol. She sprays all the mail down first before she touches it, and she sprays the mailbox down, because we don't know what if the mailman has, you know, the coronavirus and it sticks on paper. You know, I'm not trying to spin you up. I'm not trying to make this a oh my God, the sky is falling Chicken Little thing. What I'm trying to do is let you know that there are safeguards out there. You need to safeguard yourself, because at the end of the day, there's going to be some things happening financially in this marketplace. And Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, he is convinced that we are in the beginnings of a recession. He is convinced that real estate will go on sale in the near term. Now, what does that mean? Within the next 90 days, we should start seeing some signs that real estate is going on sale. So here's the thing. For those of you out there that aren't involved with real estate, but you want to be, this is the best time for you to get involved. I guarantee you, the best time ever for you to get involved. Not only have we made our pricing schemes incredibly attractive, we've made our ability for you to get our contact, our content, that's the word I'm looking for, content, in a very easy way. Okay, we've basically taken all of our live programs and we've converted them over to virtual programs. For instance, we do our free workshop, and that's where you learn more about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. You learn about transitioning your mindset from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. We talk about the five different ways we make money in real estate. We get into the nitty-gritty by giving you a single family and a multifamily case study so that you can see how the numbers work, so that you can see how we buy real estate. See, we don't have any secrets, and we're not here to say we've got any secrets, but what we have is we have a time-tested map that works, and it works extremely well. And I'll tell you what, if you would like to be a part of our virtual free workshop, all you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. When you get there, go ahead and get yourself registered for one of the events coming up. It's going to be pretty cool. I actually sat in on one, and I thought it was exceptional. I really did. It was just like being there, except I didn't have the opportunity to shake people's hands and say hello. But the information was there. Everything you needed to hear was there. It came across crystal clear. And I'll tell you what, it changed lives. It changed a lot of lives. And one of the other ways that you can virtually go through the free workshop is to tune into this radio show. That's right. Starting tomorrow and into Friday, I will present all of the information that is presented in the free workshop over 2 days of programming. Now, I have to do it over 2 days because it takes about an hour and a half to do a good job of the free workshop, and I want to do a good job for you. And I've got basically two 42-minute segment or show segments that I've got to fit it all into. So you know what? Between you and me, we're going to make it work. And you know what? It's going to give you some incredible opportunity to become a member of our organization. And we'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, you know, it is April 1st, and, you know, normally April 1st is a day that we like to kid around. We like to joke people. We like to play tricks on people. We like to, you know, it's a time to have a good time, and kids really enjoy it because it's just fun. I enjoyed April 1st when I was a kid, and, you know, I was going to trick you guys today. I was going to come on the air and go, well, thank you very much. That's it for the show today, you know, and say April Fools. But I think, given the current situation, what I want to do is I want to focus a little bit more on what is going on with residential income producing properties or any type of real estate for that matter. Most leases are written to where the rent is due on the first of the month. So we're going to find out real quick here, which of our tenants are going to be able to be in a position, which tenants will be in a position to pay, and which tenants will have some type of hardship that will prevent them from paying. Now, it's very important we understand the differences. You have to nurture both, okay? Because both payers are dealing with the same things that we're dealing with, and we don't know what's going on in their particular situation. We don't know if, you know, they're paying their rent because they've got cash reserves, but they've lost their job. We don't know if they're paying their rent because they do have a job and that job is continuing to pay. We don't know if they're just in a position where they cannot pay, that right now their priority is to keep food on the table for their kids. They're hoping the stimulus thing kicks in. And if the stimulus thing kicks in, it might produce about $1,200 per adult and $500 per child. Now, of course, there's some qualifications and things like that. But at the end of the day, when those checks come, and what I'm reading, it's basically saying it's going to be about 3 weeks before those checks come, you may have a situation where you've got a tenant that cannot pay today, and they won't be able to pay by the third when the late fees start triggering. So what you need to do is you need to have a little bit of compassion. Now, normally I'm the strong arm guy. I'm like, I don't like to bend at all. Rent's due on the first. It's late on the third. Late fees accrue starting on the third, going through whatever. It's all written out in the lease. It's all agreed to. So, you know, there's no surprises. But in this particular case, I will find out today which of my tenants are truly having a problem. Now, one of the things that I did with my single family properties is I contacted my tenants last week and I said, hey, I'm just checking in on you. Want to make sure the property's, you know, in good working order, because, you know, if something needs to get repaired, we need to get it done as quick as we can before this quarantine goes in. Fortunately, there were no repairs that needed to be made. Everything's up to standard. But I also was concerned because I did a lease audit and I looked at what the employment was for my tenants. Now, I've got a police officer in there. I know he's going to get paid. I know he's working. I've got a school teacher in there. When I talked to her, she's been essentially furloughed, but she's still receiving pay. Her school district is still paying her. So I'm not too worried about her. I've got two others that are similar to that. But I've got two that work in the service industry, okay? And one that said that, you know, he's basically out of work. Now, another one who was going to be out of work, he went out and got himself another job. He's not making as much money as he was, but he's at least working. So he's bringing some income in. And when this stimulus check hits, hopefully that will help him out. And hopefully this whole coronavirus thing will get tackled in the month of April. That would be really good. So at the end of the day, here's my point. I've got two tenants that I'm worried about. Out of the six single family units that I've got, two tenants that I'm worried about, okay? One, I'm not super worried about because he took the bull by the horns. He went out and found himself a job. And it may not be the job that he loves doing, but he found himself a job that's at least bringing some money in. So I'm not too terribly worried about him, but let's see what happens. It's still April 1st. The other guy, I'm a little more worried about, all right? So what I told him was this, look, I'm going to work with you here, okay? What we can do for your April payment is we, you know, I've got, I think, 7 months left on this guy's, no, wait a minute, this is April, 6 months left on this guy's lease. So what I basically told him was this, we can do one of two things. I can take the rent that's owed for April, and I can spread it out over the months of May through, you know, the end of his lease, okay? Your rent's going to go up because of that, but you're not going to be paying more than you normally would pay. And I'm not going to impose late fees on you, and nor am I going to look to evict you from the property if we do this. The other option I gave him was go ahead and sign a second year lease, and I'd be willing to spread it over a year. Yeah. So there's ways to work around this. There are ways to work around this. What you have to do is you've got to be creative. You've got to be focused, and You've got to take the interest of your tenants at heart. Now, for these big multifamily communities that I'm invested in, I'm trusting my lead investors. They've got a pretty good handle on what's going on in their communities. They are well positioned financially so that if, you know, we have, say, 20% of our tenants that can't pay effective today, that may go into some kind of financial problem, you know, that really need the stimulus money to kick in so that they can make ends meet, at least for the month of April, they're going to work with those people. They've been sending out messaging to the tenants. They've been keeping them informed of what's going on. They have said, look, if you think you're going to have a financial situation, talk to us. We want to work with you. Because at the end of the day, what we do is we provide clean, functional workforce housing for people that absolutely deserve it. And they enjoy quietly, quiet enjoyment. It's a legal term that I learned a long time ago, just trying to impress you with my big words. They get the opportunity to utilize that property without being bothered. And it's a good relationship. It's, you know, it's a relationship where the tenant gets what they need, the landlord gets what they need, and it's a symbiotic relationship that works. And like I mentioned, there's 43 million tenant-occupied properties out there in the United States. That's a big chunk of properties. So that's a lot of people that are potentially going to be affected right now. And you could have some of them in your communities or in your single-family properties. Now, what I want to do is switch gears a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about investing. And a lot of you have kind of gotten hammered in the stock market. I feel your pain, man. I've gone through it. I get it. It sucks when it happens, that feeling riding the market down. There's nothing quite like it. You feel hopeless. You feel helpless. And it is what it is. So now the market's sitting where it's sitting. It's having some difficult times today. But you may be thinking, okay, Al, I'm going to do this real estate investing thing. I'm going to go to that that free workshop that you talked about, or I'm going to listen to the free workshop that you're going to do over the radio over the next couple of days. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned about capital. Well, check this out. One of the things that happened as part of the stimulus program is there is a new 401k withdrawal opportunity. And one of these provisions lets investors of any age take out as much as $100,000 from retirement accounts this year without paying an early withdrawal penalty. So the 10% has been wiped out. Okay. They can also avoid taxes on the withdrawal if they pay the money back to the account within 3 years. So essentially, it's a tax-free loan over a three-year period. And if you can't return the money over a three-year period, you can pay your taxes on that money spread out over 3 years. That's a pretty good deal. So no penalty and 3 years to pay the taxes. This is really the best time in my lifetime to get money out of an IRA to be in a cash position to buy. And if you still don't know what you're doing, what you need to do is go to this website, freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for one of our events. Get yourself educated. We'll be back right after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, you know, in the last segment, I was talking a little bit about this provision in the 401ks that you can take advantage of now, where you can take out as much as $100,000 out of your retirement account without paying the penalty. You also get access to that money. You can keep access to that money for about 3 years. And at the end of the 3 years, you can turn around and pay the whole thing back and avoid any taxes. If you can't pay the whole thing back, then you can pay the taxes over a 3 year period of time. So what does that mean? Well, it means a couple of things. And at the end of the day, we've got a couple of strategies that we need to talk about with regards to that money. Now, let's say you can buy residential income producing real estate for about $20,000 out of pocket. And I know you can, absolutely, because I've got an inbox full of properties that you can do this with. Here's one, $17,905 cash out of pocket. Here's another one, $400 cash flow, $22,000 out of pocket. My point is this. With $100,000, you can effectively leverage five single family properties. And those five single family properties, even if they're only returning, let's say, $300 a month in passive income, that's still $1,500 a month that you're getting, that you're not getting right now. What does that mean? Well, that's like giving yourself an $18,000 a year raise. And that's only with five properties. And that's only with five properties producing $300 a month in cash flow. I will tell you, if you're doing it right, you can get more cash flow than that out of the properties. But I'm trying to stay real conservative with you. So here's my thought. You go tap into that IRA. You pull $100,000 out. Okay. You go and you buy one house a month for 5 months. Okay. So you get yourself five houses, and these five houses start producing that income, that $18,000 a year in passive income. That's an 18% return on your $100,000 that you put into these properties. Now, let's say we wait 3 years and you decide, okay, it's time to sell the properties now. So, I've got to deal with this $100,000. So you can sell all five properties. Okay, and maybe they appreciated, I don't know, 5% per year. I'm just guesstimating. Maybe they didn't appreciate at all. I don't know. But at the end of the day, if you sold them and you didn't even make any money on those things, okay, you still made, as far as appreciation, you still made $18,000 a year. Okay, so over a three-year period of time, let's see if I can do the math in my brain here. Probably not. $18,000 is a lot. I can't do the math in my brain. I got my calculator out here, and I'm fooling around with them, pushing the wrong buttons. That's $54,000. $54,000 that $100,000 can create for you over that 3 years that you're borrowing. And then if you sell the properties, and even if you break even, you still walk away with $54,000. Now, let me sweeten it for you, okay? Let's say you don't sell the properties, okay? Or you do, and you buy more properties, okay? And your intent is, I'm never giving that $100,000 back to that IRA or that 401k, I should say, because it's a 401k. So what do? Well, you get passive deductions called depreciation. Okay, it's basically a paper loss, and you can use that depreciation to help offset some of your taxes. So I'm not a CPA. I don't even play one on the radio. As a matter of fact, I've got to get a couple of my smart CPA guys that are vendors on the show, because you need to get some solid tax advice, especially from the strategic side, not the how do I file my taxes side, from the strategic planning side. And my point is this. You could be in a position where you don't pay any taxes at all. You pulled the $100,000 off. You didn't pay a penalty. You didn't pay any taxes, because depreciation coming in has offset the tax liabilities. And even if it doesn't, you still have 3 years to pay the tax. And I'm estimating the tax to be about 20%. So $20,000 over 3 years. Let's see. What does that work out to be? $20,000... divided by 36 months, that's it's about $555 a month. Yeah, that's what it works out to be. So What I'm getting at is you really need to sit down and think about this. You know, if you're worried about liquidity, if you're worried about where is the money going to come from to invest in real estate, I just gave you a prime example that you can take advantage of right now. And the only reason you can take advantage of it right now is because what's going on in the country right now. See, the government is interested in stimulating the economy. One way to do that is allow you to tap into those IRAs, something that's very sacred, something that they don't want you tapping into. But now the sacredness is gone because the financial situation of the country is, you know, it's becoming a little bit of a mess. I look at the stock market. Look at the entire service industry. I mean, the hotel industries. I mean, I listened to a CEO of one of the major hotel chains. He said he's laid off 95% of his staff. And he knows that some of them won't be coming back, which means he's going to get turnover as a result of that. So as they try and ramp this business back up, when we finally get through this whole corona thing, he's going to have to retrain people. Now, he's going to get some people to come back that know what they're doing, and that's good. You got that core group of people. But he's going to have a lot of new people coming in. He's going to have a lot of expenses getting his business up and running again. I would say that just having this closure for the, I don't know, let's just say 6 weeks that it's going to take to get through this coronavirus, you basically wiped out all of the profits for the hotel industry for the entire year. Yeah. So if you're invested in hotel stocks, yeah, they're not going to do anything. If you're buying hotel stocks thinking they're going to go up, I don't think they're going to go up. That's my opinion. But this isn't a stock show. This is a real estate show. So what I want you to do is I want you to think a little bit about, you know, what the possibilities are. Here, let me just read you a couple of deals that came in. This is from my buddy Trey, and he basically said this. This is a, what is this thing? This is a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,420 square feet, built in 1952. After repair value is $165,000. Asking price is $72,000. Estimated capital gains is about $27,000. Your cash out of pocket to do this deal is right at about $18,000. That's right. You can, and using our techniques. Now, if you try and do this the way you think you're supposed to buy real estate, you're going to pay probably, oh, I don't know, close to $40,000 down, because you're going to pay for all the repair costs because you don't know how to use hard money. You don't know how to use asset-based loans in order to purchase property and to do it effectively. But we do. We know how to do it. So this particular property, slam dunk. If I wanted to do it, I could do it. It's $18,000. Now, my strategy right now is not to invest in single family. That's my personal strategy. That doesn't mean I don't love single family, because I do love single family. I love the opportunity it presents to you for getting involved with real estate. For a lot of you, you think about these big apartment complexes, and you think, wow, that's too much, man. I can't take that on. But a single family house, that's a lot easier to wrap your head around. It's a lot easier to get the basics of the business model done and in your wheelhouse. Single family is a great place to start. Now, for some of you, based on the amount of money you've got to work with, you really need to be in multifamily. And the reason we want you to be in multifamily is because multifamily gets the benefit of forced appreciation. That's something that single family doesn't get. And for all of you people thinking that a fourplex is multifamily, you're wrong. It is considered single family. See, single family homes, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes are all classified as single family properties, even though duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes have more than one unit associated to it. The hard and fast line is this. If you're doing multifamily, it's 5 units or more. 5 units up to 600 units or 800 units or 2,000 units or whatever it is. That's all considered multifamily. Those are all considered business entities. Okay. Now, when you own all that single family stuff, you can consider those business entities, but the big difference is how they're evaluated. They're evaluated off of a competitive market analysis, as opposed to multifamily that's evaluated based on the financial structure of the property. So the key thing here is this. We've got to get you started. I mean, I could sit here and I can tell you all these wonderful things about single family. I can tell you all these wonderful things about multifamily. I can come up with strategies for you to get started with this thing. But the key thing is this, and it doesn't matter whether you've got rental properties or not. You've got to get started checking us out. You've got to come see what we've got to say, because what we've got to say is important. And when you hear it, you'll realize that, oh, dude, this is the information I've been missing this entire time. Because you know what? That's exactly the feeling I had. That was the response I had. That's why I know it's true. So what I want you to do is I want you to do a couple of things. And all of them involve attending our free workshop. You can either go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and register for a free workshop event. It's going to be live, and you're going to sit in your living room and watch it. Or, if you prefer, tune into this radio show tomorrow and Friday, and I'm going to give you the entire 2 day over that period. And remember, not the 2 day, but the free workshop over that period. And remember, everything that we do, it's not for the money, but it's all about the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.